Hi there, I'm Ben Morton, and welcome to another episode of the Leader's Kit Bag. It's the weekly micro edition of my podcast. Each episode is just 6 minutes long and is designed to provide you with tips, tools, and tactics around specific aspects of leadership and management. It addresses some of the most common challenges you will face as a leader or manager. They are all recorded unscripted whilst I'm out walking in the countryside, so you'll probably hear birds tweeting in the background or just ambient noise as the people around me are going about their day-to-day life. That's all I'm going to say by way of an introduction, so let's dive straight in to this week's episode. If you're in any sort of leadership position, I believe you're actually in the construction industry. And more specifically, I think you're in the bridge building sector. And in today's episode of the Leader's Kit Bag, I'm going to explain what I mean by that, why it's so important, and share with you a couple of tips that, if you can apply them, really will encourage those that you lead to willingly go the extra mile when you need them to. Not because they have to, but because they want to. So, as a leader, our success becomes more determined by what others do for us than what we deliver ourselves. Our results become much more about what we can deliver through others as opposed to what we can deliver ourselves. Perhaps the best example of this, or the easiest example to understand, is that of a salesperson. Early out in their sales career, they are what we call an individual contributor. All of their success, hitting their bonuses and their targets, is down to what they can personally deliver themselves. And then at the very opposite end of the spectrum, you've got the sales director, and it is much less then about what they actually sell, hitting their own targets, but much more about their role in supporting and enabling everyone in their team or function to hit their targets. Yes, there'll still be an element of doing to be done, no matter what level we're working at, but the more senior we become, the more our success becomes reliant on delivering through others. That means that as leaders, we need to have relationships that are big and strong enough to enable us to make requests of those that we lead when we really need them to. And this is why I believe that as leaders, we're in the business of building relational bridges. Now, a real bridge is only as strong as the time and effort that goes into building and maintaining it. Well, the same is true of relationships and connections between people, right? They're only as strong as the time and effort we put into building and maintaining them. Now, interestingly, in research I conducted back in 2023, 97% of the leaders I surveyed feel that connection is essential with regards to effective leadership. And at the very same time, only 51% say they allocate enough time to doing it with the people that they directly lead and manage. So the challenge is crossing this knowing-doing gap. And the reason we fail to invest enough time in it is because whilst we know it's important, it rarely seems urgent. So, some very quick practical tips. Ultimately, we all need to do whatever we can to remind us to focus on building relationships. It could be a diary reminder every 3 months to check in with that key customer or key stakeholder. If we're working from home, it could be post-it notes on our computer screen or monitor saying check in with the team. It could be arranging a
regular lunch once a week, once every 2 weeks, monthly, with our team, just to pause and connect. It could be an alarm on your phone every day that just says, check in with the team. Whatever it might be, I'm sure you have hundreds of ideas yourself, but create some reminders to encourage you to pay more attention to checking in with all of the important people in your work and in your home life. Because as leaders, connection really does enable us to deliver the results that we're accountable for. Hope it's been useful, folks. Look after yourself, look after those people you've got the privilege and responsibility to lead. And as always, lead on.